number 23 was about to start in Minnesota. She was about to testify that day. She was found guilty of felony obstruction for her role in trying to halt construction and faces a year and a day in prison for her 2021 protest when she attached herself to a 25-foot bamboo tower erected to block a pumping station in Aiken County. Yard, who lives in Colorado, had come to Minnesota to take part in this wave of indigenous-led acts of civil disobedience to stop the pipeline. When we spoke, I asked her about her concerns as she faced conviction and sentencing.
I entered this fully aware of the risk I was taking and not really believing that the justice system in this court would be served. I'm aware of what I'm risking, and I'm going there fully aware of the rest of the risk, but I'm not scared. I know where I stand. I know what my purpose is here. I'm grateful for you for hearing us today.
So that's Water Protector Milenvia Renona. Right after we spoke, she went into court and she testified. So she was found guilty and she faces a year in prison. Can you talk about her and the other people who are still waiting? And are they all before the same judge that acquitted you?
They are in front of a number of judges up north, and some may also be facing jury trials. We're facing a jury trial, and this is the deep north. I was hoping that people would go with our side of the jury trial, but you know, no, up here it's pretty racist. So having said that, these people should not be charging people with stealing time. Because they slowed down Enbridge, so they had this time theft charge. I mean, the charges are ratcheted up. They were incentivized by Enbridge paying for all of the police, $8.6 million. And some of the prosecutors were disappointed that Enbridge wouldn't pay for the prosecution, including Hubbard County, where we work and we're putting up our museum on treaty rights and culture. But you know, having said that, it's just It's a shame what is going on in the north. It's a shame to Minnesota, and you know what it shows is the planet is facing climate chaos. And here they are justifying defending a Canadian pipeline company that imports 75% of the tar sands into the U.S. and is trying to put a pipeline across the Straits of Mackinac. We do one. Late stage indigenous behavior is bad. We need to sober up. And we need to protect the water and the human rights of people and animals, and not the Canadian Pipeline Corporation. So, I plan to speak up and help support other folks, and we're hoping that what the judge hears here will help the others because we tried everything to stop this company. And none of us want to be arrested, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a criminal in Enbridge.
We only have about 20 seconds, but the protesters at the UN General Assembly went to Times Square with a big mural, no green colonialism, land back now. What are you hoping to see from the Biden administration?
Well, we want the Tamarack mine stopped as well as the mine out in Nevada back or pass. But they're looking at trading our sacred Sandy Lake, where our people die by the hundreds, our sacred lake for a Tesla mine. And we need to quit. What we need to do is reduce our consumption, get efficient, and not try to pretend that some new green colonialism is going to change things. There are many choices, like infrastructure for people, not for pipeline companies, and not for Elon Musk. And that's what we want. We want to protect the water. Thank you so much for taking a look at us in Minnesota. Fifth of the world's water, it's worth protecting, and certainly we are not criminals.
Winona LaDuke, longtime Indigenous activist and author who lives and works on the White Earth Indian Reservation, founded the White Earth Land Recovery Project, her first novel, Last Standing Woman, republished in a 25th anniversary edition. I'm Amy Goodman with Long as Hells.
Pittsburgh, Sarah Harrison coming to you with a heartfelt gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Right now, I just hear them say Rasta. But just like the Marcus Garvey situation, I wouldn't let them go and take out no book and study about Bible, still I say. The Bible. The Bible is not an instrument of Bible, still I say. The Bible don't show you the world works. And the situation, I say, find himself in a man who wants to get out of it. When a man tells you, I say, and then him go out the Bible. That is some Christian mindset. We need to get the heart of biography of Haile Selassie, volume one and volume two. And the selected pieces of Haile Selassie to find out what Haile Selassie say. Because if you cannot quote something that Haile Selassie say, and every time you quote something that you claim Haile Selassie say, you have quoted something from the New Testament. Then trust me, you know, reach nowhere. There's so much things to know about Haile Selassie. Haile Selassie was born Tafarai Makonnen, 1892, on the 23rd of July, by a man named Ras Makonnen, and yet she married Ali, mother. She married Ali, not knowing about her. Because what happened to the mother was about 2 years old. But the name Haile Selassie was given to him at birth. The name Tafarai Makonnen was given to him by parents. But as you know, when you're into a church, they give you a name coming from the church. Like when I did born, my mother came to a Roman Catholic church and gave me a Roman Catholic church name. You don't use it on the family birth certificate. But Haile Selassie has become a figure to be reckoned with because of the Rastafari movement outside of Ethiopia. When Haile Selassie started to rule Ethiopia, he was about 14 years old. 14, as Rastafari Makonnen. And then he became Rastafari Makonnen. Ras is a title in Ethiopia. Ras, title. Tafarai man, one feared. That is what Tafarai mean. And in that time, when Menelik defeated the Italian army at the Battle of Adwa, and started to rule and get sick, if they need a person to take over from him, and designated a woman by the name of Azadito, translated to mean Judith, and she ruled as Empress of Ethiopia. Meanwhile, Rastafari was called king. A king of kings, king of Ethiopia. And he was the one who was doing the everyday work in Ethiopia. Until she died. And when she died, he was crowned Emperor Haile Selassie I, king of kings. Conquering line of Judah, elect of God. This is not Rasta pronouncing these things. This is something Ethiopian tradition. Because the Ethiopians actually believe that their emperor is descended from Solomon. And a woman by the name of Makeda. Makeda was the queen of Sheba. Out of Yemen, when Ethiopia's empire stretched into Yemen. We must know all these things. Guy can help strengthen how you see and how you recognize yourself. If he is a rat. That is one of the things that's not in Ganja. Attack a rat, nothing. Well, he was the first. Because he was the first emperor that came to Elizabeth II. And when we look at the history of Ethiopia, Ethiopia fight against colonialism, against the Italian invasion. And in 1925, when Haile Selassie went to the League of Nations to plead the cause of his people, when the Italian started the second time he invaded it. In half of the League of Nations, it was now called the United Nations. Why must I go back and tell my defenseless people? You have struck the match in Ethiopia and it shall burn Europe. Haile Selassie, people say, if the world had listened to that little man, World War II might have never begun. In the book Great Men of Color by J. Roger, Jamaican. Volume one, he said, when you recognize Haile Selassie, he said, the old perfect man. That means, he said, I don't read J. Roger. So when they say Haile Selassie, nothing more, just ruffle and pick it out our back. It's something that the Rastafari think deeply about. Consciously, even when he's aware of that. Because we don't believe in a spirit God. We believe in a life as we see it. The natural order comes from nature, and they can't destroy that. Instead of them destroying nature, nature will destroy them. Because all this climate is environmentalist, it's just man trying to survive in a climate where him perpetrate and put into practice. So when the world has a way for those corrupt things, I'm putting it out back, I'm still there. But man, I don't know how long they are there. Just like man, say God, great man. In his own image. No, it's a man who created AI in his own image. And just like all man claim, say him against the God who created him. Maybe the AI can go against him. Who created AI? Like a bazooka.
possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why Saved by the Skin doctors here want you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smokeouts, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SavedByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SavedByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association with Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
RCT Pittsburgh.
My name.